This is an Audio Holdings production.
Stories from The Return of Sherlock Holmes by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. Read by Edward Raleigh. The Adventure of the Dancing Men. Holmes had been seated for some hours in silence, with his long, thin back curved over a chemical vessel, in which he was brewing a particularly malodorous product. His head was sunk upon his breast, and he looked, from my point of view, like a strange, lank bird with dull grey plumage and a black topknot. "Sir Watson," said he suddenly, "you do not propose to invest in South African securities?" I gave a start of astonishment. Accustomed as I was to Holmes's curious faculties, this sudden intrusion into my most intimate thoughts was utterly inexplicable. "How on earth do you know that?" I asked. He wheeled round upon his stool with a steaming test tube in his hand and a gleam of amusement in his deep-set eyes. "Now, Watson, confess yourself utterly taken aback," said he. "I am. I ought to make you sign a paper to that effect." "Why?" "Because in 5 minutes you will say that it is all so absurdly simple. I'm sure that I shall say nothing of the kind. You see, my dear Watson," he propped his test tube in the rack and began to lecture with the air of a professor addressing his class, "it is not really difficult to construct a series of inferences, each dependent upon its predecessor, and each simple in itself. If, after doing so, one simply knocks out all the central inferences and presents one's audience with the starting point and the conclusion, one may produce a startling, though possibly a meretricious, effect. Now, it was not really difficult, by an inspection of the groove between your left forefinger and thumb, to feel sure that you did not propose..."